KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. We have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky this morning, and it's 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog possible this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, a high of 57 with winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic Police Department reports 26-year-old Bryce Baker of Atlantic was arrested on separate charges twice in 1 week. On March the 8th, Baker was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of contraband in a correctional institution, and public intoxication. And this past Monday, Baker was arrested on a Cass County warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Chief Dave Erickson reports also 22-year-old Sean Smith of Atlantic was arrested March 8th on Cass County warrants for child endangerment, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and theft in the Fifth. On March 9th, 32-year-old Justin Patton of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. 33-year-old Randy Frazier of Atlantic was arrested for compulsory education violation, first offense. And 27-year-old Mark Nyanchoka of Clive was arrested for assault on persons in certain occupations on March 9th. Baker and Patton remain in the Cass County Jail as of last check. The Creston Police Department reports 47-year-old Angela Sue Wimber of Creston was arrested Thursday morning on a charge with the possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Wimber was transported to the Union County Jail and later released on a $1,000 cash bond. Thursday night, 20-year-old Kaylin Elizabeth Marie Tucker of Omaha was arrested in Creston at the Walmart store there. Tucker was charged with theft in the fifth degree. She was cited and then released on a promise to appear in court. Sheriff's deputies in Page County arrested a man from Coyne Thursday following a traffic stop. 48-year-old Gary Lynn Runyon Jr. was arrested for driving while license is barred, an aggravated misdemeanor. Runyon was transported to the Page County Jail, where he was booked into the jail and later posted bond and was released pending future court proceedings. A new monthly survey of bankers points to a quickly recovering economy in rural parts of 10 plains and western states as the survey's individual indicators soared and the overall index rocketed to its highest reading since it began in 2006. The overall index of the Rural Main Street Survey shot up more than 18 points to 71.9 in March from February's 53.8. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss credits, in part, sharp gains in grain prices, federal farm support, and the Federal Reserve's record low interest rates. A bill under consideration in the Iowa Senate calls for a tenfold increase in the state income tax credit for volunteer firefighters, EMTs, and reserve law enforcement. Cindy Peterson is a lobbyist for the Iowa Firefighters Association, which represents volunteer firefighters.
While people may think this is a huge jump in 1 year, I think we're catching up.
The tax credit for volunteers who serve as firefighters, emergency medical personnel, or reserve police officers was increased from $50 to $100 back in 2014. This bill would increase it to $1,000. Peterson said there is little, if any, type of reimbursement for the volunteers who respond to fires and medical emergencies in their communities, particularly in rural areas.
There are some volunteer firefighters that get like a dollar per call, or they get some very minute amount of money.
Senator Adrian Dickey of Packwood, who is a volunteer firefighter, is the bill's sponsor.
It gives the fire chief or the supervisor a tool to try and incentivize their members or their volunteers to attend their training sessions, to train some of the things they need to do that they're required to do.
The bill won approval of a Senate subcommittee on Thursday. By one estimate, up to 20,000 Iowans are currently serving as volunteer firefighters. The $100 per year state tax credit for volunteer EMTs and firefighters was expanded in 2014 to include reserve officers who work as volunteers in Iowa's police and sheriff's departments. If you're still working to get all of your 2020 tax information together, you now have a little more time. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller explains.
The federal income tax filing due date for individuals for the 2020 tax year will now automatically be extended from April 15th to May 17th.
And he adds,
this postponement applies to individual taxpayers, including individuals who pay self-employment tax. People don't need to do anything. They don't need to file any forms or call the IRS to qualify for this automatic federal tax filing and payment relief.
The tax deadline was moved last year from April to July because of issues surrounding the pandemic. Miller said some of those same issues led to the second straight movement of deadline delay,
including the latest economic impact payments or stimulus payments that are still being sent out by the IRS.
Miller says if you're on track to file your taxes now, you should go ahead and file.
Even with the new deadline, the IRS is urging people to, first of all, electronically file and do it as soon as you can. For people who are entitled to refunds or additional stimulus payments, we encourage them to go ahead and file and not wait until May 17th.
Andy says if you still can't get your taxes done by May 17th, you can always file for an extension.
Remember that an extension of time to file your tax return is not an extension of time to pay your taxes. So we remind taxpayers that they should pay their federal income tax due by May 17th to avoid interest and penalties.
You can find out more information at irs.gov. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.